model.
Yeah. So we also have Vignesh, who couldn't be with us here today. But yeah, he's also part of the speakers. So a quick overview of what we'll be covering today. I can kind of segregate this into three parts mainly. First, I'll talk about how and why we need to pack firmware in today's world. Then we'll go into an introduction about Binman, which is a firmware packing tool that we use, and how we'll finally extend that to using Binman to pack firmware for our TI-K3 set of devices. So a quick overview for U-Boot. I'm not sure how many of you guys actively work on U-Boot, so I'll go through it very quickly. So U-Boot is an open source universal bootloader. It's extremely popular because of its rich stack of driver support and the fact that it's very tightly coupled with the Linux kernel, especially in terms of development, which you can see here. We use the device tree just like the Linux kernel, so U-Boot also uses the device tree, where you can basically describe your hardware in a tree format. And this will come handy later on when we are talking about the firmware packing tool. So let's get into the meat of the discussion. So why do we need to pack firmware? So if you look at the diagram over here, it's pretty simple. You can just make a couple of binaries that you need, right, back in the old day, and then set the location of the environment and just flash it. It's pretty simple. It can't get simpler than that. And what about a few years later when you have stuff like SPL, which is your secondary program loader, and your TPL, tertiary program loader? They're basically used for initializing the DDR or your RAM in the beginning, setting up a few stuff initially as part of your boot. And then what happens when you increase the number of binaries that you have? And we also have stuff like ATF, your ARM trusted firmware. And what if you have FPGA firmware also? So now things start piling up. It's starting to get complicated. An example of a modern system bootloader would be the x86 architecture over here. So as you can see, we have some proprietary firmware. You have your FSP package